Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all next week and for the rest of your life from 4 p.m. alongside, of course, the wonderful sneaker freaker, Darren Bent. Now, we start by looking back at yesterday's big breaking news story where Nottingham Forest manager Stevie Cooper signed a new contract keeping him at the club until 2025, or just before 8:30. Here's Cooper's reaction after the announcement.
It's good that there's clarity to my contract situation, because I know there's been a lot of questioning over the last sort of weeks and months. So I guess it puts an end to them questions. Everyone who knows me knows how much I've loved and I'm loving my time here at Nottingham Forest. I think everyone knows how important it is to me. If I'm being really honest, my real focus at this moment in time is about winning a football match, because obviously we're on a poor run of form, and you know, let's not hide away from that. And that is the thing that's in my mind more than anything. But okay, contract signed, you know, brilliant, and thank you. But nothing really changes in terms of my work and making sure each and every day, you know, we try and get the best out of it to try and be ready for the next game, to try and win, because we need to do better. We have to do better. The supporters deserve better. And that's really where my focus is. So, yeah, end of the questioning, which is good. But, and you know, really more than happy to give everything I've got to try and succeed here. But that's where my mindset is. Let's try and succeed, because at the moment it's, you know, there's some things need sorting out, obviously, with results and elements of performances and things like that, which we're working very hard at.
Now, on White and Jordan, Simon gave his reaction to Cooper's new contract, but believes the pressure will be on him even more now.
It will also increase the pressure on Steve Cooper to some extent, ironically, because all of the background noises about having to do your job are now, and the media building up a narrative of you are going to get it, and your owner is irrational, and he's spent 150 million quid, and he's going to come at you like a whirlwind. No, I'm not. I'm going to deal with it. But it doesn't alter the fact, if they keep on getting beat week in, week out, week in, week out, week in, week out, going to get to January, he'll still be under pressure. And all it'll mean is the owner's going to pay him more money on the way out.
Erling Haaland hopes to continue his incredible goal-scoring form as he looks to net his fourth consecutive home Premier League hat-trick as Man City hosts Southampton, which, of course, you can hear live, free and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
Haaland is on a run. He's got three Wolves players around him. None of that bothers him. Gets onto his right foot. Strikes down low and in.
He's like the Terminator.
He just keeps on coming back.
Erling Haaland has another hat-trick. It's a hat-trick of hat-tricks at the Etihad Stadium in the Premier League for him.
Don't be scared and try to play good. And if you do it, the consequences will be points, and victories and victories.
What prayers on the volley. 1-0 Southampton. The captain puts the Saints ahead.
They're up and down. They're inconsistent. You know, they'll lose when you expect them to win. They'll win when you expect them to lose.
All the games, all the names, and all the big moments on TalkSport.
the Man City manager Pep Guardiola spoke about the struggles he's had facing Ralf Hasenhüttl and his Southampton side in recent years.
Brave team, so aggressive, incredibly well organised. It doesn't matter what happened against Hull. They have a culture that I like a lot to do without the ball. And but at the same time, we have to maintain this momentum and try to create a good rhythm. And of course, you know, it's an important fixture for us, so to make another 3 points.
Southampton defender Carl Walker-Peters spoke with TalkSport correspondent Alex Crook about facing Erling Haaland, but believes he's no match for England captain Harry Kane.
You're obviously a former teammate of Harry Kane, who's been sort of out on his own as the world-class number nine in the Premier League in recent years. Do you think Haaland has already overtaken him, or do you think Kane might have something to say about that?
Nah, come on, I mean, Harry Kane's done it for how many years in the Premier League? I think Haaland's had an absolutely unbelievable start. You know, some of the stats I'm seeing, I think he's got 3 hat-tricks in 8 Premier League games already, which is just ridiculous. But, you know, Harry Kane's proven for God knows how many years now. You know, I don't think we can compare them just yet. But, yeah, Haaland's definitely hungry to prove to people he's better than him. And Harry Kane will want to stay at the top. So, yeah, they'll have a good battle, I'm sure, for top goal scorer. It's not really something we've spoken about directly, you know, stopping Haaland. It's more stopping their whole team. You know, they're a force when they're all on their game. It's tough to stop them. We've got to stop it at source, really. We've got to stop it before it gets to Haaland. But, yeah, you know, we've got a plan as a team, as a unit. And like I said, we'll try to implement it and try and get the win.
And the Southampton manager, Ralfie Hasenhüttl, has asked for calm from his supporters as the Saints look to climb up the Premier League table.
Yeah, the message is a very, very clear one. We have had 3 very tight games. The last 3 we lost with 1 goal difference. And I think especially in the last one, we had a much higher chance of winning than the opponent, but we didn't do it, and this is what we have to learn. And I think we see that the progress is there, but the Premier League is tough. We know this. We are going there, and you can be sure that we are not scared when we go to Man City. And this phase we want to see, and we want to show a brave team, and finally, hopefully, a successful one.
Now, moving to yesterday's breakfast show, and the 3 Musketeers were reunited in the studio. Alan Brazil, Ali McCoist and Ray Parler, who all discussed Arsenal against Liverpool and all tipped the Gunners as favourites.
Arsenal-Liverpool on Sunday.
Brilliant game, yeah. Well, to be fair, the atmosphere at the Emirates at the moment...
If Liverpool lose this, forget it.
14 points behind Arsenal.
They're playing for top 4.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big game for Liverpool, big game for Arsenal, because... The momentum at the moment is very good for Arsenal's point of view. The crowd are really behind, their connections there.
You know something? I've got Arsenal slight favourites for the weekend.
I think there will be slight favourites, but you know, not a lot in it.
God, no, absolutely. I think
a lot of people will look at
the
draw.
By the way, Liverpool, they've got Man City after Arsenal.
Yeah, that's right.
Ray Party Parler continued his thoughts on Arsenal and discussed Gabriel Jesus' start in North London and even compared him to a certain Gunners legend.
The third goal was brilliant from Jesus. I don't know if you see it. He's so lively, isn't he?
I imagine.
The way he just turned on the half turn, and once he's got that little bit of turn of pace, he goes past the defender. They can't bring him down. And then that little, you know, his ball skills are so good in front of goal.
He's been a dream signing, really.
Unbelievable. But do you know what it is, Ali? He's the main man now.
Yeah, and he enjoys the responsibility.
At City, you know, he was a fringe player, wasn't he? He wasn't playing on a regular basis. Yeah. Now he's centre forward. He drifts out to the left quite often. A little bit like Thierry Henry used to. I know he's a totally different player to Thierry Henry, but he's been an absolute revelation since he's been at Arsenal. So has Zinchenko. So what they did, the recruitment, we always say is so important in football clubs. Mm. It's been spot on.
Now, West Ham's Declan Rice has said he's played an obscene amount of games over the last year. Moni Moni's Simon Jordan believes there isn't a solution that could be put forward by those complaining.
whilst I'm wholeheartedly listening, I'm trying to understand what the wholehearted solution is, right? Because he played 68 games last year. 14 of them were in the Europa League. 11 of them were for his country. 4 of them were friendlies, right? Now, you tell me what the solution is. Doesn't play for his country, doesn't play for a successful football club, asked to be dropped from the first team, doesn't play in the friendlies. So you tell me what it is that you're going to do by coming to the table and telling people what you don't want to do, telling people how much time you need between games. And I agree, 68 games is a lot of games for a professional footballer to be playing. Graham Souness might push back on that and say, well, that's what we did when we were at Liverpool. What is your solution? Because right now, these are not games. He doesn't have to play for his country. He can step out of that if he wants to.
Now to the boxing. And former bantamweight European champion Spencer Oliver shared his disappointment over the Chris Eubank Jr. v Conor Benn fight being called off.
I can't help but feel sorry for Conor Benn because I like the kid and he's the last person I would expect to take any performance-enhancing drugs. He really is. So, yeah, this is a real shock to me. And it's a difficult interview because, like I say, I like the kid so much. Yeah. But the facts are the facts, and we've got to make this sport as clean and as safe as possible. And you know what's happening here was, it's insane, really, when I think about it. I like Conor Benn, I like him a lot, and I was so surprised when I heard that he failed a drugs test. You know, VADA drugs test, and you know the facts are the facts. He failed the test. He tested positive, so there should be a ban. You know, and it's hard saying that because, like I say, Conor's a friend, and I like him a lot. And I feel sorry for Chris Eubank Jr., the work that he's put in, the unrealistic weight that he was being told to make, that 157, which was 3 pounds under the weight that he normally boxes at. And trust me, he's tight at 160. To make 157, we fall into the danger zone. It's where people, you know, it's where he's very dehydrated. And then on the flip side, you've got someone that's failed a drugs test for a fertility drug, which increases testosterone levels, which allows you to build muscle and endurance, etc. It's a worrying time, if I'm totally honest there. And like you say, I'm surprised the British Boxing Board of Control have not taken any further action. I'm sure they will.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, on to the best show on TalkSport. Well, I would say that because it's Andy Goldstein's Drive Time. And Darren Bent, unbelievably, said he would rather have a prime Danny Welbeck over a prime Marcus Rashford at the World Cup for England. Yeah, he actually said that. Who was in here? I think it was Jack Wilshere.
Yeah.
When you were talking about
Marcus Welbeck.
Rashford
Welbeck.
Or Welbeck.
I still take Welbeck. Still.
You know these cameras pick this up and it goes out on social media.
Me, you and Jack had a long debate about
you're
Welbeck.
You're the only person on the planet that would pick Welbeck. He was now.
Well, not now. Obviously,
that's
it's different.
What I'm saying.
But we were talking about in their pomp.
I just find that I'm speechless.
You think
a great Danny Welbeck is better than a great Marcus Rashford? What's the answer to that question?
Welbeck in his pomp was better.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show on Monday from 4 p.m. alongside the sneaker freak himself, Darren Bent. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good weekend. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.